SeaTac CEO and superintendent is stepping down on January 31st after 15 years. The school says under Joyce Mullaney's leadership, student enrollment soared by 50% while maintaining a stellar 98% graduation rate for secondary students. Michelle Snow, who serves as the school's executive director, steps into Mullaney's role February 1st. New Albany is set to install new traffic cameras at key intersections this week. The key intersections include Reynoldsburg-New Albany Road and Dublin-Granville Road, U.S. 62 and Forest Drive, and 62 and Turkey Hill. These cameras will take the place of loop detection gear damaged in recent street upgrades. African Americans who've made a lasting difference in the community are set to be honored by the city of Reynoldsburg during Black History Month in 2025. City leaders are seeking nominations for those who have inspired others, made an impact, or transformed Reynoldsburg at Reynoldsburg.gov. I'm Eric Brown reporting. Workers at the Mound Builders Country Club are taking apart the club as they get ready to leave by December 31st. The Ohio History Connection will take over the property starting January 1st, with plans to make the property a public park next year. Seth Double R and Ron Thompson have been reelected to the Licking County Soil and Water Conservation District Board of Supervisors for another 3 years. Jeff Carr and Jeff Baker will replace Rodney Torrens and Kim Bice, who are stepping down. The holiday season will be a little bit more magical for children in the Hilliard area. Over 400 toys, like electronic keyboards, plush animals, and dolls, have brightened the holidays for Hilliard kids, all thanks to the generous donation from the Hilliard Police after teaming up with CSX Rail and the Toy Express program. Officials say the Toy Express program helps first responders bring holiday cheer to kids, the first responders, and their communities. I'm Eric Brown reporting.